In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may think that this is the feast day of the martyr Pope St. John the First, and it is on the universal calendar, but it is also the feast day of the martyr King St. Eric of Sweden, who is my patron. And if you cannot celebrate the feast day of your patron, what good is it being a priest and a pastor? So today, as every May the 18th, we celebrate the feast day of St. Eric. And you may be saying, you're making that up. And I say to you, nay, nay, I am not making it up. St. Eric was the first Christian king of Sweden. It is after him that the Catholic Cathedral in Stockholm is dedicated. And he is the patron saint of Sweden. Now, you may think, Sweden's a Protestant country. Well, it wasn't always a Protestant country, as we all know. It once was a very Catholic country. And it was a very Catholic country largely because of St. Eric. As I mentioned, he was the first Catholic king, and the pagans didn't like it that much. And he reigned, and he did a good number of wonderful things, including establishing the episcopal seat at Uppsala in Sweden, where he would eventually be buried, and he is still buried in the formerly Catholic cathedral in Uppsala. He also spread the Catholic faith to Finland and established the first bishop there, St. Henry, who was an Englishman. But eventually there was a rebellion against St. Eric, and he heard of his enemy coming to attack him as he was assisting at Mass. And he said that we will keep the feast. And he remained at Mass, and he was captured, and he was put to death. And as I mentioned, he was buried later in the cathedral in Uppsala. Well, one of those things that happens in modern times, the people in Sweden started to dismiss the quote-unquote legend of St. Eric. It's a relatively late legend. We don't know much about him. It's probably just something that they made up. And so a few years ago, they took his relics and they did a forensic examination upon them. And guess what? They showed that he died exactly as is described in the legend. We dismiss tradition at our own peril. And so today, his relics are back in their reliquary in the cathedral in Uppsala. And we need to pray for Sweden, pray for a rebirth of the Catholic faith in Sweden. Largely due to Polish immigrants, it's starting to happen. So we need to pray that it continues to happen and that one day again, the cathedral in Uppsala will be Catholic. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.